yeah, I hear you. Move your horses. Okay. Hi, I'm John Doerr, your HR manager. Thank you for accommodating this virtual meeting.
Triple letter, 8 points. All right. In your beautiful face.
Thanks, Johnny. Good job. Right. Oh, boy. Okay. It's not great, but it is something. E-T.
I can't play movie names. Sorry.
Oh, it's et. And it is the past tense of eat.
What are you doing?
I was making sure that et's a word, and it is.
No, you can't look up a word before you play it.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely can.
No,
I
you
just
can't.
Did.
It's cheating.
It's not cheating.
It is. It's in the rules. You're not allowed to do that.
That dusty old rule book that was written before cell phones?
The rules still apply. Just because we have evolved doesn't mean you can cheat. We are using our phones way too much. Way too much. Society has gone nuts. All right. Oh, yeah, I have a performance review.
Oh, and you're not going to use your phone for that?
Yeah, I use technology at work, not for games.
No, it's the same thing, John. You can't wipe your butt without your phone.
Sarah Silverman, how are you today? It looks like the weather's lovely where you are.
Yeah, it's good.
I love a warm, sunny day. It allows me to get outside and enjoy a game of basketball. I'm in a men's league right now.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, I did call a technical foul yesterday and did not go well.
Yeah, no, that's not cool, you know, it's a friendly game.
I agree, it's not cool, but it was a charge. Sarah, as you know, my name is John Doerr. I am your HR manager. I want to thank you for accommodating this virtual meeting today.
But this is kind of your fallback job, isn't it? I mean, John Doerr, you were a comedian for a while.
Decided to shift into a different career. I'm happier being the liaison between comedians in the business and not something I miss at all, but thank you for asking.
Seems like a rehearsed answer.
No, it was pretty natural. I could give it to you differently if you want to ask
sure.
me.
Sure. Hey, why did you stop doing stand-up? Was there some kind of incident?
I really enjoy the hours. That's about it.
Why do 1 hour at night when you can do 8 hours every day?
Really enjoying my job.
Oh, that's great.
Sarah Kate Silverman, you've been with the company since 1988. You dropped out of college at 22, started writing and performing on SNL, several movie credits. You've won 2 Emmys for your TV work. When do you plan on finishing that college degree?
Never.
It's interesting to see how you have adapted to change rather than resist it. Sarah, do you have advice for how a comedian can change after being called out for insensitive material?
Yeah. They should apologize if they feel they were wrong. They should not apologize if they don't feel they were wrong. If there's no path to redemption, like, you know, then people are just gonna go where the love is, and that can be a dark place.
Sarah, I'm gonna have that printed on a plaque and mailed out to all our fellow employees.
Sew it on a pillow.
I'll put it on a plaque. Sarah, I also see here that in 2016, your Twitter account was hacked along with Zuckerberg, Katy Perry, Kylie Jenner. How did you find out that you were, in fact, attacked by Russian hackers?
Tim Heidecker had texted me and he said, I think you've been hacked. And then I looked and I had.
Sarah, I want to resolve an issue from your social media. You posted a document recently and something was redacted and I need clarification.
Okay.
Go ahead and take a look at your screen. I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with this document, Sarah?
Yes, I was just cleaning. I've been cleaning out all my old stuff, and I found this diary with 1 page filled in.
What was censored on the second line? I've been playing around with rudimentary forensics. Could it have been this?
Really? I'm 8 now. In Trump 2020, December 1st, I will be 9.
Is it possible that those Russian hackers got at you at a younger age?
Wow.
Do you remember who was sitting next to you in class and who had access to your diary?
You know, there was a kid, a new kid next to me named Drago, Emily, Heather.
Gonna be important to track down this Emily. Sarah, in a New York Times profile, you said, there are comedians I love to pieces who roll their eyes. Oh, another word I can't say. You don't know enough words?
Oh, I gotta learn a new word. Come on, you learned Galifianakis. Was that so hard?
Yeah.
You can't learn they, them?
Well, Sarah, as language changes, what words do we use now that you think will be considered offensive in the future?
I mean, once this Chinese flu is over, we'll probably get a better idea what would be acceptable or not acceptable.
Sarah, here's an important question I have to ask you. Do you think it's acceptable to look up a Scrabble word on your cell phone before you play it?
You can't do that. It's against the rules.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, I'd like to thank you for accommodating this virtual meeting today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you next mandatory meeting.
As am I.
Bye-bye. Can I take your order?
Hey, it's me, John.
Who?
John, large coffee, vanilla syrup, extra cream, decaf.
Decaf, vanilla, extra cream. Yeah, I remember you. How's it going?
All right. Got into it a little bit with Christina. Scrabble. Oh, boy.
This is your, what, your daughter?
No, my girlfriend, yeah. I played Scrabble against her daughter. Yeah, I'd destroy her. She's six.
Wow,
so.
That'd be a hollow victory.
Yeah, she thought she could pull her phone out and look up a word before she plays it. So she confirms it's a word. So what's the point of me challenging it?
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah. She's basically offloading her mind to the internet.
Yeah.
All of her problems in life, she solves through her phone.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm playing Scrabble with a cyborg.
Yeah. We call that transhumanism.
Right.
I long for a time when you just, like, were okay, just, like, with nature or whatever, you know?
I mean, we used to solve problems, and we didn't need phones or the internet to look them up.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to live without my phone. I don't need it. I can prove to her and everyone else.
Okay, second window.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, but you don't really ask that after the conversation's over, so.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Yep.
Is Pluto a planet?
No. It's not. Well, it was when I was a kid, but it's not. Well, or is it now? I can't remember. There was some debate back and let me look it up. Pluto a planet. You know what? I'm not gonna look it up. Let's go find out the old-fashioned way. Come on, get your shoes.
Buckle up, buckle up, buckle up.
All right.
So we're gonna go to the library because that's where they house books and that's how we learn things. Okay, Emma, left or right? It's right. Right?
Right.
Okay. Some people just go on their phone to find all the answers. Not us.
I do not like that hill.
You don't like that hill? Don't worry about the hill. I'm telling you about the Dewey Decimal System, okay? Although Dewey, I heard, is an anti-Semite, so let's not praise him too much.
Here we go.
Okay.
Information acquired.
Here we are. Okay. Pluto has been downgraded to a dwarf planet. There we go. Okay. All right.
I'm actually very good at Scrabble. What's their intention? What is the person's intention is not to cheat, it's they want to be clear. They're not sure. How are you supposed to
look it up first defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Courtney, thank you for accommodating this virtual meeting. As you know, I am John, your HR manager.
Yeah.
Just some quick housekeeping. You've been with the company since 2007. I see a lot of awards here on your file, gala performances. Courtney, what value do you think you bring to comedy?
Well, I think I bring a fresh perspective as a comedian who is, I'm missing my hands and a right leg, so I'm an amputee comic. I offer a unique voice, unique jokes that are about stuff that not a lot of common people think about.
Just putting down common people.
No, I just say not like common, like just people who are able-bodied.
Able-bodied, okay. Now, Courtney, I'd like to bring something to your attention, so if you'll go ahead and just watch this clip.
Here is a group of people who are doing worse than amputees on Tinder. Bald men. Bald men are the hair amputees of Tinder, okay?
I'm just curious, do you see anything problematic with that joke, Courtney?
Problematic, like how? Like?
I mean, your word choice.
I mean, personally, I've been getting feedback about that joke. It's always from guys who are bald, and they're very sensitive about it, and I kind of don't really understand why, because it's not like they're oppressed or anything. They don't have hair, so what? I don't have hands, I'm not... Like, it's just a weird thing to be kind of sensitive about. I don't know.
I do know what you mean. However, people who are bald tend to have very good lawyers. One word, Bezos. Now, Courtney, I see that you no longer have a Twitter account. Why is that?
Yeah, I was on Twitter for a few years, and I don't know. It just got a little bit too overwhelming for me to log into Twitter every day, and I just decided to get rid of it.
Do you think it's important to adapt to change and accept that social media is part of a comedian's responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, I can see how that would be true, but I think there's lots of different platforms on social media, and I don't...
What about expanding to the dark web?
Dark web? So I don't know that I have, like, a fan base in the dark web. And it's very dangerous. I've actually watched a lot of stuff about people who go on the dark web, and it's, like, not good.
So dark web, no go, that's fine. In a CBC interview, you said, okay, they won't tell you this, but comedians always secretly wish that the show will be canceled.
Well, a lot of comedians, myself included, have social anxiety. It's like when you have plans with a friend that you don't like, and then they cancel at the last minute, and you're like, woo, I don't have to hang out with Lindsay anymore.
Who is Lindsay?
She's like a high school friend from my hometown.
Oh, she's not a fellow co-worker?
No, no.
I wanted to make sure. I thought I was getting a complaint there about another employee. Okay. Courtney, I want to thank you for accommodating this virtual HR meeting. I'm going to email you a link to purchase my book, Words Matter. It's actually titled Worlds Matter, Printing Error. Thank you for your time today. I had a wonderful discussion.
The moons were discovered in May last year by the Pluto Companion Search Team, a team of scientists from the Southwest Research Institute, the John Hopkins University's Applied Physics Laboratory, this 2005 P1 and P2 upon discovery.
Ow! Hello. Yeah. Well, it's because I'm not using my cell phone. Yeah, we can get takeout. But listen, I am not using a delivery app, all right? I'm calling it in on the landline. I'll go pick it up. Got it. Large. No problem. Yeah, see you soon. Yeah, bye. Emma, we're gonna get some food.
Which is believed to have created the three satellites of Pluto.
Carrot face. Food smells good.
No, that is my food.
It is your food, it is my food, it is your mother's food, and we're gonna eat soon. Yeah. Which way's home? Left or right? Left or right?
Down.
Down, it's not down.
Left.
No, it's right. Let's go right. There we go. Yeah, I should have gone your direction, and I did not, but it doesn't mean that I don't know where I'm going, all right?
John is lost. John is lost.
Just need to find one landmark. Isn't that your friend Sigrid's house right there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it.
John, I'm hungry.
Thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. I know where we are. That is... No.
John, I'm hungry.
Okay.
John!
I know, me too! I'm starving! You know your mom's phone number?
No. Look on your phone.
Have I thought a seventh cousin was hot? Yeah, but I mean, like, who has it?
I'm just going to acknowledge that's twice you've mentioned sexual intimacy and your family in the same sentence.
John, they're two separate things. Like,
Dave, I'm going to go ahead and take off my HR hat for a moment. You're about to go in this file. You don't want to go in the red binder, all right? So I suggest just moving forward, let's leave sex and family out of this because it's getting very confusing.
Okay, you know, I'm not confused. But whatever, we'll leave it at that.
Dave, I'm leaving it out of the binder. I'm just saying we're flying close to the sun here. If you don't mind, just a little bit of housekeeping here as I look at your file. You joined the company in 1999. Just for laughs, you won a Juno Award. That's great.
Did you laugh? I feel you laughed when you said Juno, like it wasn't... like valid that I won.
No.
Because I have anxiety, so I don't want this to be an issue if I'm in therapy.
All right, okay, moving on then. Dave, in what area of your stand-up comedy do you think could use some improving?
Probably staying in the spotlight. Like when they have the light on stage, sometimes I step out of it because I'll get off the stage or I'll be like closer to the speaker. And then I'm assuming I'm causing frustration to whoever's lighting me.
Dave, are you afraid of being in the spotlight? In that you're afraid of attention and celebrity?
No, I wouldn't like being crowded around as much or people in your business, but I would like if I went somewhere, like an ice cream parlor and someone's like, oh, I recognize you from there. Ice cream's on me. That's awesome.
As long as it's not a bribe.
I don't take any bribes, you know what I mean? I might have been offered a bribe, but I've always rejected it.
So you said you have been offered a bribe. When was that?
It wasn't really technically a bribe. It was like after a show and they're like, hey, can you come do this joke for my mom? She likes this one joke you didn't do and I'll give you money. And I was like, well, I have a mom. You know, I did it, but I didn't take no money. You know, I said give it to charity or something.
Okay. Do you know if he did give it to charity or no? Yeah, it would be easier. I'll just put down PETA. It went to PETA, okay?
No, I don't, if we're gonna like do an imaginary thing, I think it should go for cancer. I don't think PETA. Cancer research. I like cancer research.
General cancer research, great, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dave, what strategic goals have you set for your comedy career?
I've always wanted to cry on camera. I know it's tough to do.
We could try and cry on camera now if you'd like.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
Maybe you can react to this. Dave, everyone you know is dead.
Well, why would you... Like, you could have just said, hey, your third cousin is dead. Like, start me there. But if you go, hey, everyone's dead, of course, immediately, I can't cry. I'm like, yo, everyone's dead. And also, why are they dead? And, like, I would research first. I'm not going to immediately cry. That's insane.
Dave, what I'm really noticing so far is a lot of hesitation and pushback, a lot of resistance to change. That's something I want to focus on. I'd like to show you a clip.
Oh man, that's bro. Bro, man, man, hey man, bro.
Man, man,
man, dope, bro, man, bro, bro, man, 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 bro, bro, man, bro, bro, man, 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 bro, dope, man, dope, fuck!
Dave, that was from one set.
That's a low blow, dude.
Dave, I'm not suggesting that you change these words. I'm bringing it to your attention that you do overuse them, but maybe we lean into the fact. It does pass the t-shirt test. Bro man dope.
I'm not a t-shirt guy, John. I'm not gonna like get t-shirts and fire them out of a cannon at a Chuckle Co. No, that's just whack. It's whack. I won't do that.
I can appreciate that.
Okay.
At a 2014 Just for Laughs appearance, you said on stage, I hate myself inside because I had sex with a girl and she told me in the morning I only had sex with you because of your beard. I thought that shit was rude because I'm a go-getter and I give to the homeless. I wanted to get angry, but you can't get angry when you're naked. Dave, what exactly are you going on about in this joke?
Okay, first of all, I hate myself. So maybe I'm with this girl because I don't really want to be with her, so I hate myself. And then from there, I gave a homeless guy money probably either that morning or at night or that week, right? But like, yeah, you've been angry naked and you know, you can't get angry because you're out, you're vulnerable. You're at your most vulnerable state. Like your private parts are out, the wind is hitting it, everything's looking at it. Like then when I put my shorts on or my underwear, my anger came back.
Well, Dave, thank you for clearing that up. Well, Dave, I'm ready to close the file for today. Do you have any questions about what we talked about?
No, my soul's on fire, but that's about it.
I hope that you continue to find the spotlight, and I want you to achieve your goal of one day crying on camera.
No, I'm kind of crying right now. You know how you go like that, and then you start talking, you go,
I don't understand.
Like that kind of cry.
We're gonna go over it the next time.
Yeah.
Great talking to you. Bye for now.
Okay, wait. Before we go inside, we're not gonna tell your mom that we got lost. We're gonna tell her we went on a really cool drive. And if you do that, I'll let you watch 2 TV shows.
6. 4. Deal.
Okay, come on, let's go.
You guys get lost?
Yep.
Don't worry, John, I already ate. You know, the past tense of eat.